Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. I am Lavisha, your host. Today, we'll be talking about love and relationships. This is a special request that came to me by a young lady. She was dating a man. She's in her 40s. He's in his 50s. They seem to have a pretty solid relationship. And just one day, things just fell apart. She never understood why. She done some things that she thought, how can I say, out of emotion. She reacted in a way that she shouldn't have. She's not for sure if he cheated on her. He never gave her any inclination that he had. So she just wanted to know what should she do. She thought about writing him a letter. She wrote the letter out. She just hadn't mailed it. So I would like to share the letter with you guys. It says, "I thought that I would be happier without you once we broke up, but it only got worse for me. Day by day, it felt like a slow dose of depression. I wanted you more and more each day. I thought that I could drown my sorrows in alcohol, but that only caused me more problems. It wasn't until I broke down crying to someone that I felt that I could let everything out I couldn't say to you. To be crying uncontrollably in front of someone, I felt like I didn't even know myself anymore. Is this me crying over a man? Who is this man? Why do I feel the way that I feel about this man? Why couldn't I just let it go? I don't know what has come over me. I don't know why I can't shake these feelings that I have for you. I've never loved someone the way that I love you. I felt alone when we was together. I felt like I wasn't a priority to you, and I wanted nothing from you but your love and affection. I love you. I'm in love with you. I can't get over you no matter how hard I try to fight it. When I expressed to you how I felt, your demeanor or actions of not caring broke my heart even more. I enjoyed being with you. I enjoyed when you made me laugh. What I wouldn't give to hear your watch say, 'You got it,' one more time. It was the small things that you and I shared that brought so much joy. You couldn't put a price on the joy and laughter that you brought into my life. I'm not for sure where we went wrong, but I'd give anything just to be in your arms and smell the scent of your cologne. I don't want to spend another night crying over you. I just want to be back with you. I understand if you don't want to be in a relationship with me. I have acted a complete fool. I let my emotions take control of me when I felt as if I was losing the man that I love. I love you. You used to make me feel so special. I love getting up in the morning, getting good morning texts. I used to wake up out of my sleep at night hoping that I would receive a text from you when you got to the other end of your route. I miss cooking meals for you, seeing you after work. I couldn't wait to run back to bed to lay on your side to be able to smell your scent. Now I won't even lie in the bed crying, wondering if you're ever coming back. I don't know what me pouring my heart out to you in this letter would do for us. I just don't know if you would even read it. I try my best to make you happy. I try so hard to please you the best I knew how. I never put this much effort into a relationship before. If I wasn't happy and it wasn't working, I would just give up and move on. But with you, I will fight with all that I am to save this relationship. I hope that you care for me enough to work on us. I'm not perfect, but my love for you is honest and true. I would go through hell and high water to prove my love to you and to repair and save what we had. I had hope for a knock on the door from you with a card or some flowers. Just say something. Show me that you care. Tell me it's going to be okay between us. Just say or do something. Please don't ignore this letter, even if it's just to say no. At least give me that. And if you're not wanting to work on a relationship, just tell me. Or if you do want to work on a relationship, tell me what you want me to do. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make you happy. I just want to be your peace. I want to be there for you in every way. I want to be your partner. I want to give you my last. I would give you my last, my all in all, to never see you unhappy. I'm nothing without you. I need you in my life. So tell me, guys, what do you think about this? For me, I'm the queen of bad relationships. I couldn't get a relationship right if my life depended on it. But it sounds as if what you wrote was sincere and genuine and from the heart. And hopefully he takes the time to read it and maybe think about it. But I can't honestly say that I have an answer because you didn't tell us where or what you think was the breaking point for the relationship. From what I gather, you thought that everything was fine and just one day, hey, boom. I do think that you should go ahead and send a letter and hope for the best. I do hope that he does take the time to read the letter, that you guys can work on whatever it is you're working on. But, sometimes relationships just don't work. And if you're finding yourself that you're unhappy with someone, I don't know what more you want to gather from that relationship. You stated you were unhappy. Maybe you can discuss the things with him that made you unhappy and possibly move forward to correcting those things. But to lose yourself, to be unhappy, to be with someone, it doesn't sound like it's a great plan, at least not to me. I really think that maybe during this time of separation that you should take the time to work on yourself. Maybe see if you did do something wrong, or maybe I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying you've done anything wrong. Maybe you guys just grew apart. Or maybe it's like Medea said, if someone wants to walk out of your life, let them go. Maybe it's best, maybe it's not. I just don't want to give you bad advice. I am not expert on love. Like I said, I can pick the worst relationships, but I do hope that someone listening to this podcast have excellent advice to give to you, tell you where you should go from here. I don't think that the letter was a bad idea. The letter seemed to be genuinely sincere. If someone wrote me a letter stating, things that you wrote in the letter, I would be willing to entertain a conversation to see, where can we go? What can we do to fix this? So that's just me personally. I can't say whether this man is going to accept that or because we don't know what caused the breakdown in the relationship. I think that maybe give him the letter, give him some time, give him some space to get it together, and then go from there and see what happens. And I have one other thing that I wanted to say. While you're seeking advice from people, please don't choose people in bad relationships or people that can't keep a mate, that they change mates like they change clothes. Or don't look for guidance from them because they can't tell you nothing, apparently, because they ain't got it right. Look for, I don't know if you offer into the church or, I don't know what type of people you cross paths with in life, but please don't take advice from people who you see themselves are struggling to maintain their relationship. I feel misery loves company. There's going to be someone that gives you bad advice, tells you to do the things that you do, or say, hey, girl, come on, we're going to go over there and see and this and the other. No, that's not what you want to do in this day and age. People get hurt from making bad and poor choices. So, if you got a good friend with a head on their shoulder, have a conversation with them. Get somebody who's going to talk to you and lead you down the right path. It's not going to encourage you to continue to act in the manner for which you said was foolish. Maybe if you handle this in a mature manner, maybe it's just something small. Maybe you've done nothing wrong. Maybe it was just he needed some personal space. Maybe it's just very, very small. But you can turn this into a big catastrophe if you take the wrong advice. I think that sometimes people give advice based upon the relationship that they have, the relationship that they had previously. I think that people who are not in stable, steady relationships or who do not maintain long-term relationships, you shouldn't give advice to anybody because there's a pattern there that you can't keep a mate. That's just like I told you, I don't think I should give advice. I can't keep a mate. I can't even keep my shoes paired, so I know I can't keep a mate. I'm telling you, don't make this situation worse than it already is. Give it time, let him read the letter, let him see what it is that he want to do, because by your own admission, you acted foolishly. And maybe he feels some type of way about that. Is this the first time you've behaved that way? Is this out of character for you? What type of person are you? What do you normally do, that this. And I understand that you said you let your emotions get the best of you. We all have. I'm just telling you that I don't think taking advice from single friends is going to help in this situation. I'm going to share your letter and my thoughts to Facebook, and hopefully someone gives you some great advice. I appreciate your letter. I am LaVisha, and I'll talk to you guys next time.